You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and as I promised, I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened up at the UF conference last week when we broadcast live. It was tough to hear a lot of the things that people were saying, and then I also want to talk about why I feel it's important to mentor young people like I do for the University of Florida and other schools and universities down here. You heard me talking about FIU. We do it also for UM. If somebody's got a young person and they need to be mentored in real estate or business, I'm more than happy to sit and speak with them at any time. But what we did up at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies Conference, the Bergstrom Center Conference this year, was we talked about alternative investment strategies for real estate. And if you listen to the show and you're a fan of the show, you know that most, if not all, the people that were on that event were all on that stage with me are also regulars on the show. Although we had Nathan Rachels from Inland Real Estate, we can't really talk much about what he does because he's my wholesaler in in selling Inland Real Estate products, which are called Delaware Statutory Trusts. But that's it. I'm not going to talk any more about that because we're not FINRA approved to talk about that. Then we also had Tom Handler. Tom Handler's been on the show a number of times. He talked about family office. Oh, you had such a good time, you had to come back, huh, Dean? He's cracking. I loved you. You know that, don't you? You were terrific. Your dry sense of humor, I hope your wife appreciates that at home. You didn't say hello. She's going to kill you. What's her name? Camila. There, now he gave you the high five. Get out of here. I got a show to do. You're welcome, Dean. Anyway, so where was I? I can't remember. But it doesn't matter. He's a terrific guy. I had such a good time with him and the rest of the CCIMs. So I was up at the University of Florida. We talked with Tom Handler. Tom and I talked about family office. He gave this great talk. In fact, if somebody wants to see some of his information, he gave a great handout. You can email me, Jim at Freed on Business, and I'm happy to send you a copy of Tom's information. And we also had the folks on talking about crowdfunding, which is really cool. And it's important to note that crowdfunding a couple of years ago was just, crazy, nickels and dimes. It's the real thing now. The guys from Silver Portal, and Rob Lee was on from Silver Portal. He talked about silverportal.com and their institutional crowdfunding platform for accredited investors and institutions. And a story that I told on the show that I think is very important is that everybody knows that we're equity investors in our day job here. And so somebody came to us from out of town. They came and met with us. They asked if we would equity invest. We said we'd consider it. They said they were going to go down on Brickell and talk to the usual suspects about raising equity money. And I thought they were talking about guys that we knew. They were talking about crowdfunding. They went out and met with Early Shares. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have Early Shares on the show in a few weeks. And we're going to talk about how they're creating institutional crowdfunding platforms as well. But what this group did was we didn't give them the money. 3 days later, I got a teaser from Early Shares about they were helping them crowdfund for equity. And so I asked one of my friends, who's a banker, I go, will you allow crowdfunded equity? And he said, sure, it's just syndication. Just syndication, and as long as it's treated like other equity, in other words, it's gone if you don't pay your money, then sure, we'll treat it just like any other equity and scrape it if you don't pay us back. So crowdfunding was cool. So the whole event was great. But the best part of the event for me was the students, because I go to give back to the students. When I was a student at the University of Florida, there were very few real estate programs, very few professional real estate practitioners, and I was blessed that Kelly Bergstrom, who's given the gift to name the center, hired me as a summer intern in Chicago. I still to this day cannot thank Kelly enough, and those days in Chicago were just incredible. They helped me build my base and experience things in life, and so for that gift that Kelly gave me, I'm involved, and I pay forward because of what he gave to me. I want to give to the next generation. And I sat back and I counted, and I must have helped at least 10 or 15 people get careers, not jobs. You heard the dean from FIU talk about careers, not jobs. High five to him. We're all about careers. Then the people with a career will hire the people for jobs. And then we also, it was very important for me to get involved with that. And so I've been involved for about 15 years. When financially able, my wife and I always give scholarship money in addition to our dues and just the general scholarship funds. In fact, we've had a couple different folks get big scholarships from us. I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. Call your university. See how you can get involved with the college that you were at. Give a donation for whatever you can, because I've got to tell you, the solutions for today's problems are going to come from those young people that need your help. And it's important to do that. Give some time. Give some guidance. Give a little money. Give what you can. But the most important thing is to give back somehow. Pay it forward. Pay it forward. You know, it's a term you hear a lot about, but it's something that I really believe in. And I've got to take a moment here to thank my wife, because without her and her backing, I couldn't give the time and the money to the university that I do to help them continue to build their real estate program. D, I'm preaching. I forgot. How much time do I have left? Oh, my gosh. I got plenty of time. So I went up there. I networked. I met great people. There were people up there that were senior executives looking for career opportunities. There were senior investors looking for investment advice. There were young people looking for the next leg up on their career. But the most terrific person, perhaps, was our friend on the show, Bruce Turkell. And Bruce will be back in a couple of weeks, and we'll be talking more about branding. Bruce gave his talk about the seven things that people can do for branding, and it is just amazing to watch Bruce in person live giving his talk. If you ever get the chance to watch Bruce, and I'm going to have to say it this way, perform, you better do it, because not only does he talk about the branding tips, he lives them and demonstrates them, and I'm thrilled to have him on the show all the time helping us with our branding tips.